You know, that's refreshing, you honest. I had Kitson on the other week, Daniel Kitson, and he just spent an hour going on about all the people he hated in comedy.
Yeah,
Daniel, did he hate?
Huh? Who does he hate?
Well, the people you'd expect him to hate that it's reasonable to, but it just seemed... Peter Kay, mainly. He kept going on about Peter Kay.
Oh, really? What did he say about him?
He said, well, no, it'd be me. He said, you'd have to ask him. I can't...
Okay,
it says
I'm
up there,
just interested.
No airing of...
Peter Kay's hilarious, isn't he?
Yeah, but he was...
Was it more of a personal thing?
It was all sorts of things. He seemed to be in some despair about how he could maintain what he imagined was the essence of him in the face of his increasing popularity. But he had a plan to shake off all the people that liked him by doing a difficult, complicated, story-based show, which he felt would shake off people that liked to go and see comedy and have a laugh and a drink.
Yeah. It's good to get rid of those people, I would say.
Well, because that was me, because I went, is this Daniel Kitson's show?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw that. Well, he's very successful. It was the most boring thing. Oh, sorry, that's terrible. That's going to sound terrible.
No, because you liked his show the year before.
No,
right?
You see, the thing is,
the other stuff,
you didn't see
I've
it.
I've never seen his show.
No, oh, right. I haven't seen
him. Chris Morris.
Seen it. I've seen him on telly.
And Chris Morris swears by him and said
he's one
of the best nights, one of the best bits of comedy. And
yeah, like a Vegas. Or
I've heard he's brilliant, and then people said, oh, no, but this show's a bit strange, so I thought, oh, well, I'll wait till he does comedy again.
Do you know what? I have to say, though, Stuart, that's my big bugbear is that kind of indie attitude. Do you know what I mean? That you know, if you're good at your job, if you're successful, if you're funny, whatever it is, it means you're doing something wrong. If you're popular, it means you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
It's an indie attitude, and it drives me crazy.
It could be that you're doing something right. That's the amazing
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, maybe, you know.
But I think what he felt right was that He wasn't bothered about that. He just felt that it was slipping beyond his control, and he was talking about, you know, he was going on about how much he loves Belle and Sebastian, and he wants to be the kind of comedy version of that, and, you know, not have people that he wouldn't want to be friends with at his gigs, basically. But the problem is, if you advertise something in a public environment,
yeah, you're
talking at one point about giving them a little test, you know, of questions that they had to answer before they went in.
I'll tell you something, it is a real test of his friends, because any of his friends who said that the show's good are lying to him, because they're his friends. It's just not fair to.
Well, we shouldn't do this when he's not here.
Oh,
to argue.
God, you know what?
Case.
You're right, and I'm really sorry.
Earlier on, you said you only began directing things to.
You've changed.
No,
you're going to get this now, though. You're going to get this.
The only reason I've gone on about it was because it was so frustrated, because I was really looking forward to it, and I thought, oh,
you love comedy.
I love comedy.
You're lucky then, aren't you? Because you work in it. You get to meet lots of people.
In the same way that I don't like many bands who would be considered comedy bands, I don't like comedians when they attempt to become, you know, when they start writing poetry and stuff like that. That's
become rock and rollers.
Yeah, whatever it happens to be. I just think, you know, perfect your art.
Oh, so would you not, I mean, you like write film scripts and stuff now, and would you not ever think, oh, you might want to write a film that actually, as it turns out, becomes less about making people
laugh? I'm talking
laugh
about switching from form to form. If I had a good idea for something, I'd try and do it.
Right.
But, you know, and to be honest with you, it's unfair of me to say that about Daniel Kitson, because he was trying something new. But I do think it's dangerous to think, I'm going to write a bit of comedy that's as good as beautiful as something that Belle and Sebastian do, or whatever it happens to be, because I think, you know, I think that leads to pretentiousness, you know.
Well, people are sort of people are, you know, ashamed, I suppose, and want to kind of, they're a bit ashamed of comedy.
Yes,
yeah, and they want to.
People are ashamed of things they're able to do without effort. You know? But that's just because you can do it without effort doesn't mean it's.
I think people take their gifts. They don't respect their own gifts.
Yeah.
Because you think, well, I can do that. Well, that's easy. So I'm going to do this. You know, Robin Williams, you know, can do funny voices, but wants to grow a beard and win an Oscar, doesn't he?
I know. He's not easy. He's terrible, isn't he, and things like that. Mm. Let's have a guy him as well now.